Bureaucratic Madness, in the State Assemblies. January 15, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Lately, I have seen some really inappropriate and highly detailed snooper pooper questionnaires coming out of some state assemblies. These getting to know you pieces ask questions that are completely and utterly inappropriate, even when vetting assembly officers. I want to warn everyone, including those coordinators who have allowed this. Think about what you are doing, what information is truly necessary, and strictly limit your inquiries accordingly. Some of the questionnaires I've seen would pass inspection for induction into the CIA and give you a top secret security clearance. This is really crazy and invasive stuff. Don't submit to that kind of interrogation from anyone, ever. State assemblies are public bodies by definition. They are not private clubs. People don't have to apply or meet any other standard other than I am an American born in this country, or a naturalized immigrant adopting a state of the union, and I am claiming my birthright, declared and on the record. You don't have to bare your soul to join your state assembly. You have the unalienable right to privacy. Be offended when people start snooping beyond what is reasonable. There are just two questions to answer and one action to pursue to be a member of an American state assembly. Are you the man or woman who was born or naturalized according to the BC? 1. Were you born in this country or naturalized here as an immigrant? Yes or no? 2. Or other records? Yes or no? 3. This is why we ask for witnesses who can corroborate the fact that you are the baby who was born at such and such a place, etc. You claim your birthright political status, prove you are an American, and place it on the public record for everyone to see, and that is that. No more to it. You can record your declaration through any state assembly or through a state of state land recording office or via our international recorders. And you are by definition a member of the state assembly until you decide to move to a foreign country, etc. There is no special magic to our paperwork, either. Our living law firm has done its best to create a good, solid, foundational declaration using declarations going back to 1779 as examples, but we don't claim that our paperwork is the only way by which people can declare their political status. The important elements are, 1. Where were you born? Give proof. Or, were you naturalized in this country for at least 7 years without resorting to public assistance or committing a felony? Give proof. A declaration on the public record by witnesses who can affirm that you are, 2, who you say you are. 3, publishing your declaration to create a public record. That's it. Now, I can safely say that our declarations cover the bases and make the proper claims, and I can't guarantee that homemade models do that, but if someone comes up with something that covers 1, 2, 3 above, they are recognizable as Americans and eligible to join the assembly in their State of the Union. The so-called vetting process for state officers should similarly be simple and limited to answering 2 questions. 1. Do you have a criminal record, and if so, for what crimes? Do you have commitments or regulatory obligations or financial interests? 2. That could represent a conflict of interest? Again, this is not the FBI and this is not rocket science. This past week we've had a big argument in some states about which state or state of state witnesses come from, and the answer is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if a witness is a British territorial citizen living in a territorial state of state or a municipal citizen of the United States living in FL or NV. Okay? Think about what you are doing. A witness to a fact can be anyone from any place, any political status. The primary requirement is to think about what you are trying to accomplish and don't make it difficult with a lot of fearful mumbo-jumbo nonsense and added requirements. Don't gum things up with nasty, invasive, inappropriate questionnaires and extra added paperwork. Keep things simple. Keep things honest. Period. Our law team spent 20 years grinding it all down to a single page. Get a clue. Making paperwork simple is the goal. The simpler and shorter it is, the better, and the less subject to meddling. So think twice about what I am going to say to anyone adding to the paperwork burdens of others or to anyone violating their right to privacy for no good reason.